Just to give you a bit of context, the Secret Service has been conducting research on different types of targeted attacks for the past 20 years now, beginning in the late 1990s with the kind of major breakthrough study that we did looking at attacks against public officials, which really shaped how our agency conducts threat assessment investigations to identify persons who might be at risk of engaging in harm, whether to themselves or to our protectee. Since then, we've conducted several other types of research projects. So we did the Safe School Initiative, which looks at attacks against schools by current and former students. That set the standard for threat assessments in schools. We've done studies looking at attacks against universities. The very last major report that we released was in December 2015, looking at attacks against the federal government. Over a 13-year time frame. In that time frame, there are 43 incidents. Again, all of the research shapes how we do our investigations and how we help those in the community understand why these things happen, what are the motives for them, what are the background behaviors and situational factors of these offenders, all for in terms of prevention. This latest report is a bit different because we didn't look at it from one specific target, for example, who attacked government, who attacked schools. We wanted to find out over the last year, because there's been so much talk about mass attacks, to really understand this phenomenon, how many incidents occurred in that 1 year period between January and December 2017, in which three or more persons were injured.
Okay, Dr. Alathari, what did you find in the report?
Most of the findings in the report support what we already know and our current practices and our previous research, in that every single perpetrator of these attacks had experienced a significant stressor in the 5 years leading up to their attack that took the shape of family or romantic problems, domestic problems, workplace issues, whether it was being fired from a job. It also, over 50% had significant periods of financial instability leading up to their attack. But we already know that stressors are a common factor in those who carry out other types of targeted attacks as well. One of the other things that also support our current research and how we do investigations as an agency is that the majority of these people elicited concern in others, whether it was family, friends, neighbors, law enforcement, and other people in the community. And the range of concern varied from people being seriously concerned to the point where they're filing restraining orders to more minor kind of, I think something's wrong, but I'm not quite sure what to do. So they actively avoid the person or report them to management, because there were a lot of incidents in this report that were workplace violence motivated. Those are some of the things that we already knew, and this kind of supported how we think about them. Go ahead, JJ.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say one of the biggest sort of surprises that we saw is that this really affected every aspect of our public lives. These incidents were carried out in the places where we learn, where we work, where we shop, where we are just engaging in leisure activities. So they were carried out at businesses. They were carried out in schools, houses of worship. They were carried out, one of them was even a mass attack in a community area pool. And so that kind of shows us that this, although infrequent, because if you think about the majority of crime or violence that occurs, 28 incidents is not frequent. However, they have such a devastating and significant impact, and they really touch every aspect of our society, that was pretty much a really informative thing for us to find.
What will you do with this research?
Well, the number one thing that we do with the research is that we translate it operationally into how our agency does threat assessments for the people that might come to our attention that we're concerned about. And B, we use it in training. So we do a lot of training at the center. One of our biggest missions is to train federal and state and local law enforcement, schools, and other people with public safety responsibilities in the community on prevention. So everything we learn from our research, including the latest one, is to go out and help people understand how can we prevent these, how can we set it up, have a threat assessment program, whether in a school or in a business, or for law enforcement when they're out in the community interacting with people that may have been reported for having concerning behavior, what they should be looking for, And the biggest thing that we encourage is early intervention, because a lot of times we see these behaviors occur, the concerning behaviors, way before the person even decided to engage in a targeted attack. So we want to offer opportunities for intervention.
Okay, Dr. Al-Athari, what was the most compelling or surprising thing that you learned from the research?
One of the things that we always found in our previous research is that while these people engage in concerning behavior and may have engaged in concerning communication, they don't normally directly threaten the target. And so for the attacks on government report, in those 43 incidents, only 3 of them did the perpetrator directly threaten their target. We found it a lot higher in this report, but because the report, a third of it really involved workplace violence or domestic violence issues spilling into a mass public attack, I think the personal nature of that alone increased the finding that they did directly threaten their targets ahead of time. I believe about a third of the perpetrators in this report made a direct threat to their targets, which we don't normally find in the context of some of the other types of attacks.
Okay, one final question very quickly. Secret Service is usually not in this space of this kind of report preparation. I know you've done work in the past, but it's usually somebody else's AOR to do this. What's the reason for this particular decision for Secret Service to do this?
It's actually, we've been doing it for over 20 years now. So the service's earliest research pioneered the field of threat assessment, and we've continued to carry out these kind of attacks studies because we want to understand from incidents of targeted attacks how it helps our mission. Very easily, someone who conducts a mass attack in a public space such as New York, in the middle of New York Times Square, or in a house of worship, could easily do the same thing on Pennsylvania Avenue. And so we have a very big stake in understanding why these attacks occur so that we as an agency can prevent them, but also help our community partners in the prevention efforts.
Dr. Al-Athari, thank you.
You're most welcome.